Good evening. I am Odile Huchette. I am from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, and this is an HBCU. And I will present my program tonight, which I built around engaging students in agriculture through the development of an urban food platform. Just a very short background about me. I earned French diplomas. I have a graduate engineering from a French chronicle in Nancy, France, and a master of agronomic science from France as well. My major in my graduate engineering degree was agronomy and crop protection. So I was hired at A&T in the fall 2012 as a lecturer and director of the campus greenhouse to work on a new horticulture program to replace a traditional ornamental program that was low producing. So I have more of a teaching appointment, even if I am strongly encouraged to do research as well. The first thing I did was to develop a new horticulture curriculum geared towards local and urban agriculture. The intent with this curriculum was to target students from a different pool of students than our traditional students, and particularly attractions from urban area. So understanding that those students may lack the exposure to agricultural practical skills, it was important to develop new courses based in experiential learning. At the time we were developing the curriculum and I joined the department, the only facility we had at our disposal for an experiential learning approach was actually the red greenhouse. Actually the picture on the bottom right is me with my staff support at the greenhouse. So this is Alexandra Warford, and I wanted to mention it because she's a great person, and a lot of what I've done has been thanks to her dedicated work. So the new curriculum, Urban and Community Horticulture, was approved at the beginning of 2013, and we first started in the fall 2013. So on the left, this is the curriculum, and I realize it's very small, and you can't read it. In red, I highlighted my courses, which are listed on the right. So I teach 6 required courses per year in this curriculum. 4 of my courses are based on classroom concept coupled with practical experience. So it's among these courses, it's including plant propagation, vegetables for small-scale production, plant disease management strategies, and plant nutrition. My 2 other courses are based on service learning and community projects. So with the first course, O315, in the first semester, I teach concepts about urban food systems and local agriculture to my students through class discussions, classwork, field trips, and they work on a group, a community project. In the following semester, they actually create their individual project, which will be based on service learning in the community. So to develop experiential learning in my courses, my initial approach was to develop outreach projects using the red greenhouse. So these are 2 examples of those projects that we initially did. The first one was a project of producing native species for a local park, the Bock Garden, to replace invasives that had colonized the park. So that's a project that benefited mainly students of plant propagation. In the other example, we designed a rooftop garden for the Greensboro Science Center. For this garden, we also were producing plants that were designed for the animals of the zoo, so really to match the needs of the animals of the zoo. It's still an ongoing project. We continue to produce plants for the need of that garden. So with this initial approach, I really realized that we needed something else to really support the kind of experiential learning that we were envisioning with curriculum. And that really helped me to define the concept for an urban food platform. So with this urban food platform, what I was thinking was to provide an experiential learning environment on campus where students could get practical experience on small-scale food production, which we were not really touching that much with the previous opportunities. With this facility, the idea was to enrich and support the urban and community culture academic program. And with the right design, I thought that we could have a multidimensional platform that would combine teaching, research, outreach, and recruitment opportunities. So I broke down the approach of developing this urban food platform in three phases. I started to work on it in the spring 2013. So phase one was really about starting to develop growing structures for outdoor food production using some of the funds of the greenhouse. That's what I had at my disposal. We started with students to build some raised beds. So with the combined effort of students and also facilities workers, we built four raised beds in front of the greenhouse that we could use with the students of vegetable production before the end of the semester. So it worked pretty well, and with the success of that first part and the comments also of students, that really motivated me to go farther. I thought we really needed to do more. So with the phase two, I started to seek for external fundings to really develop infrastructure that would be really giving us more substantial opportunities for experiential learning. So I wrote and received $150,000 NIFAC capacity building grant in the fall 2014. And that grant was including building the urban food platform, developing courses utilizing the platform, and also enhancing our recruitment material. So my first focus was really on the building. That's where I spent a lot of the effort initially. And my initial intent was to develop the surrounding grounds of the greenhouse because there was, in my opinion, quite some potential. Okay, initially we had just bare ground around the greenhouse. So we started in May 2015, after getting approval from our facilities, of course, to develop, to build with the students additional raised beds down the slope of the greenhouse in the front. We respected the same style than what we had done in 2013 to have a full platform that we could utilize. And the way we did it was to also allow for replicated trials later. Students added also cold frames on the southern side along the greenhouse, and we started also to utilize the wall that was ending the lot for more growing space using smart pots. On the northern side, which I thought had a lot of potential, we ended up being really a lot more limited, in fact, and the only thing we could do was to add growing socks to have just some growing space on a part of the lot that had issues with the turf, so we could at least move that that piece into something more attractive. It's actually right by the entrance of the classroom building. So at the end of this phase, we had actually a nice platform of 12 raised beds with irrigation that we can use all year long. Because we also added low tunnels on it with one of my classes for extending the season. And I've started to use it heavily for classes and for research on urban intensive systems. We've designed it again for replicated trials, and we've been growing vegetables in there in replicated square foot gardening trials. Once we collect the data, the food is donated on campus or in the community. We work with several local organizations. So we've tried to utilize all the space possible we could around the greenhouse. We added smart pots, we added vertical structures through students' projects, especially for special events like Earth Day in 2015. We moved our wall of smart pot into a container community garden. We call it Adopt a Pot. We run it every fall and spring semester. The objective is mainly to engage the campus community in our activities and also expose our colleagues and students to the pleasure of growing their own food in a very easy way. With all of that, of course, generates a lot of green waste, so we had to find solutions, and we added also two compost bins to take care of that. Now, in the initial project, I had in mind that with all of that, we would need more space in the greenhouse to grow transplants. And I had in mind to add a tunnel or a student's greenhouse, which was not possible on that lot. So with the phase three, I looked at the possibility to expand to a different site. So the idea also with that second site was to expand the experiential learning part and give really more space dedicated to students to have their hands dirty. And to also provide a space that could be used a little more for community engagement, where students could actually contribute. Doing that, that would actually free up the first platform for more research. So that site also, the idea was to welcome that student's greenhouse and also maybe have diversified growing structures and include hydroponics, which students are very interested in. So I was able to get the authorization to work on an empty lot that was not far from the greenhouse and our academic building. So here, this is actually an example of the layout that we've worked on with the student of landscape architecture. And we started in the summer 2016 to build another platform of raised bed, different containers, different size for welcoming vegetables, herbs, fruits as well. In the following fall, students of season extension started to build a student's greenhouse. So all the labs of that course were dedicated to apply the concept of learning class through the construction of the greenhouse. They were a little overwhelmed initially, but they quickly bought into it and they did a pretty good job and finished actually as a structure by the end of the semester. More recently, students added a pergola that gives us a shaded area for outdoor classroom. They did a little more work also on the platform of raised bed. We added an automatic irrigation system, we planted drop fruit trees and more diversified crops. The current project is to include hydroponics, and they've started to work on four hydroponic towers. So some example of usage of that second platform. So this is really, for me, an educational tool for students' project. And as an example, this is a class of vegetable production in the fall, where each student had their own raised bed where they had to grow vegetables and do production for their semester project. In the spring, we organized several workshops with students. We did workshop for middle college students, for college students, and also for the teachers of the Guilford County School Garden Network. Each time students were involved. And we also did a Campus Thursday event where we invited colleagues and students to come to the platform and harvest their own fresh greens to prepare their own salad on site for the freshest salad ever. And our students were there to help them with selecting the different greens because we have a pretty wide selection of produce that they're not necessarily used to. So as of today, from the greenhouse that we had initially, we have now fairly large capacity for experiential learning, at least significantly increased compared to what we had on two sites that we can use year-round for intensive food production. It's a multidimensional platform. So with the teaching, because this was really the intent initially, was to really provide support for our academic program, we can use that. The intent is to use that platform for all our major courses. And it can be used for demonstrations, for observations, for collecting material, for labs, or for students' projects. Regarding the research, the first platform especially, I designed it for being able to use it for research with replicated trials. So I've been collecting data, replicated data, since the fall 2015 for establishing a crop calendar adapted to the academic cycle and for producing references for cultivar adaptation to local and intensive small-scale production. Local adaptation and the crop calendar, that came quickly as a necessity, especially the crop calendar, as we really need to use this platform fully as much as possible. And our crop calendar doesn't really match our active academic periods. So we really try to push things around and test planting, harvest of different plant material and see how we can best use that space. This is here an example also of data from a student who did a little research on comparing different crops, green crops, and different cultivars with different planting densities and harvest methods. This is an example with mustards, where he looked at the yield, the performance of the crop in those different conditions. What doesn't show, however, on this graphic is we look also not only at the yield, but also at the flavor. We're interested in local food production, so flavor is really something that is important. Consumers look at the freshness and at the flavor of the produce when they make their choice for local food. So this is also something we look at, and we do taste most of the produce that come out of studies. We do some tasting studies with the students. It's usually a lot of fun. And this is something that I am also particularly interested in. I've done some previous work and on flavor, and this is something I'd like to emphasize more going forward. I'm the collaborator on an effort grant we submitted during the summer for flavor assessment on alliums, and I'm very excited about that. I hope it will be approved. So my part will be to connect sensory evaluations on onion with analysis of secondary sulfur compounds in onion with the intent of developing markers for breeding onion for flavor attributes. And I'm sure we'll have more difficulties than our previous speaker to find volunteers for tasting onions. It's not the same time great, but we'll see that. With support on outreach, outreach is always something that I've been really interested in. So I've always enjoyed really making connections with the community in what I was doing. And with the Urban Food Platform, I'm very excited now of all the opportunities we have. So we already could see in the spring all the possibilities of with more exchange with the community, when now we can welcome people here on campus and we can give workshops. So it's more of a two-way relationship, and that's very exciting. In 2016, we were on the Urban Farm Tour of the Guildford County Local Foods Week that was organized by Extension. So that was already a recognition, and that was really great. As a follow-up this year, we are organizing the kickoff event of that Guildford County Local Foods Week. So all these connections have really helped building a network that we can use for students' projects and service learning in the community. One of my courses generated a service learning project in 2017. The Urban Food Platform has also really contributed to increase our visibility on campus, because now people see actually what we're doing, so it's a big change. And the Urban Food Platform has now been featured in the new college recruitment video. It has also increased our visibility in the community. We begin even to see the platform added now on North Carolina and Guilford County local food maps. For me as a faculty, it has really also expanded my opportunities and helped me become a valued partner in the community. Some examples, I'm now the chair of the Guilford County Cooperative Extension Advisory Board. I'm the chair of the Guilford Food Council Education Awareness Group. And thanks to all our effort and what we've done with the food platform, I've been invited to be part of the Student Learn Farm Committee of the university. As a conclusion, my program, arose from the opportunity to develop a new academic program, and that was a very fantastic opportunity for me. The program, when I joined it, had three students, and we are now about 30 students. We really expect it will continue to increase now that we have the infrastructure to attract them, interest them, and to provide experiential learning as we were intending to do it. So with the Urban Food Platform, we have now a resource we can use to engage our students with experiential learning and food production. I've designed it to be a multifunctional platform for not only teaching, but also outreach and research. And I think I'm about 1 to 2 years from starting to publish on all the data that I've collected since 2015. It has really increased our visibility on campus in the community, and that in itself offers also a new opportunity for recruitment. I actually regularly give tour of the platform for prospective students. So this experience with Urban Food Platform now also serves as a model for developing the future student run farm at the university site, which is great. It's going to offer more, even more opportunity to our students besides the urban sites that we have now. So I'd like to thank you for the opportunity of presenting my program, sharing my program with you tonight. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the conference.